Mr. Conley, if you would please, sir, give us the score of our previous competitions with the Factor Bullcrap segment.
Tom has 4 wins. I have 3 wins.
Okay.
We have 2 ties.
All right, so
he's got phone a friend in there. He's getting help already on the quiz, you know.
Okay, I see. All right, well then allow us. We're going to start, Tom. I'm going to let you decide which segment. Of course, Factor Bullcrap broken up into 2 equal segments, equally as important.
Well,
as an entertainment.
We do the Oscars. That's going to be about this year's movies, probably. And I didn't see any of them, so let's get that out of the way first.
All right, Oscars first. All right, fact or bullcrap? Statement number 1. The time limit for Academy Award speeches is 30 seconds. Fact or bullcrap?
They may wish it was that way, but obviously they all go over that. I got to believe it's longer than that. Well, I'm going to say this is fact.
I think it's fact, too. I think after 30 seconds, it's like the orchestra is supposed to strike up and the host supposed to go, thank you. I think it is fact.
It is bullcrap. The time limit is 45 seconds. You go much over that, there is a sniper in the wings that will shoot you. An animated movie has never been nominated for Best Picture. Fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
That is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. An animated film has never won Best Picture, but 3 have been nominated. Beauty and the Beast, Toy Story 3, and Up. Statement number 3. It's possible to tie for an Oscar. Fact or bullcrap?
We saw that happen, or we just had that question a while back. In fact, it did happen 1 year. This is fact. It is possible.
This is fact.
It is indeed fact. There have been 6 ties in Oscar history. The last time it happened was 2012 when Skyfall and Zero Dark Thirty tied for Best Sound Editing. In 1969, Katharine Hepburn
and Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand tied for Best Actress. Katharine won for The Lion in Winter. Barbara won for Funny Girl. It also happened once for Best Documentary, once for Best Documentary Short, once for Best Film Short, once for Best Actor in 1932.
We're doing pretty well on this category.
Yeah,
so far.
All right. So far, so good. Next statement. Judi Dench has been nominated 7 times, and her first nomination came when she was 17 years old. Fact or bullcrap?
She's been around for a long time, no doubt about it. I'm going to say this is bullcrap, though.
I think this is fact.
It's bullcrap.
Yes.
She has been nominated 7 times, but her first nomination came in 1998 when she was 63 years old. Then she won Best Supporting Actress in 1999 for Shakespeare in Love. If you win an Oscar, you have to sign a contract promising not to sell it. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that is correct because it happened once back in the 40s. I say this is fact.
I believe that's fact, too.
It is fact. Since 1950, winners have had to sign the form that says they'll offer it back to the Academy for $1 before they let anyone else buy it. It's not clear if it's even legally binding because people have sold their Oscars before. So there's some questions. All right, congratulations. The first half. That went by quickly.
I'm up 1.
Tom leads 4-3. So you're not going to see an Oscar in McGillicuddy's bar somewhere?
Probably not. No, it doesn't say you can't give it. You can't put it on display and donate it, but you can't sell it.
I would think that's probably, sure. If you're an actor and you die, you leave your Oscars to somebody, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't send it. You can't take it to Goodwill. I mean, what are they going to do with it?
I suppose you could.
Well, yeah.
Right. Well, then the heir would not be bound by a contract that you signed.
That's a good question. Is there a caveat that says for all time and all eternity, everyone that has a blood relation, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's now time to move on to Dancing with the Stars, one of Tom's favorite shows. True or false? Fact or bullcrap? Drew Carey is one of the dancers, and he's also in the WWE Hall of Fame.
That is fact.
It is fact.
It is fact. He took part in the 2001 Royal Rumble, although he didn't actually do much. Then they inducted him into the Hall of Fame in 2011. Danica McKellar, who played Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years, is a New York Times best-selling author. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe this is also fact. She wrote a math book.
Yes, I think that in real life, she's super smart. I think that's fact.
You guys are correct. It is fact. She graduated from UCLA in 1998 with a degree in mathematics. She's got 3 kids' books under her belt. She's written Let's see, New York Times bestseller list, Math Doesn't Suck, Kiss My Math, and Hot X, Algebra Exposed. All right, statement number three for this segment. Former Full House star Candace Cameron is the sister of Growing Pains star Kirk Cameron and also the niece of Avatar director James Cameron. Fact or bullcrap?
So all those Camerons are related.
Mm.
The last one is the what threw me. I don't know if she's the niece of James Cameron. I'm going to say that this is bullcrap.
No, this is fact.
It's bullcrap.
Yes.
She and James Cameron are not related.
Yeah, that's the one that threw me there. Okay, great. I'm up to
Billy D. Williams hawked Old English malt liquor in the 80s and the 90s. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe I remember those magazine ads. I think that's fact.
I believe he was on TV, too. Back when we had the ban on drinking alcohol, he'd pour it. It would be like frothing out over the mug, and he'd say, "But I can't drink it now." This is fact.
He remembers the tagline,
yeah,
even.
Yeah. It's bullcrap.
It's not. It didn't happen. Who was it?
Oh, it was somebody else then.
It was Colt 45, not Old English.
Oh, that's a trick question. Come on.
I thought he was the guy that did the Schlitz Malt Lickety Bull ads, you know, where you pour it and the bull runs through the bar.
Yeah,
remember those?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Malt liquor, getting people drunk quicker than anything else for years.
Four contestants this season are Olympians, including ice dancing gold medalist Charlie White and Merrill Davis, swimmer Deanna Nyad, and snowboarder Amy Purdy, who's in the Paralympics this year. Fact or bullcrap?
We have a Paralympics dancer coming up on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Deanna Nyad's the one that swam from Cuba. Was she an Olympian too? Yeah, I think she was.
I don't think she was an Olympian.
You don't think so?
I think this is bullcrap.
Really?
I can't catch you anyway.
No,
so
I'm up too. So, I'll say I think she was actually at one time. I'm going to say this is fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah!
Deanna Nyad, the long-distance swimmer who swam from Cuba to Florida last year, but she's never been in the Olympics.
All right,
it's 7-6, so that's it. Tom wins.
All right, buddy, congratulations, I guess. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we'll be right back.
Because everybody wants to make more money. People try to make more money by winning the lottery, doing sweepstakes, and people win all that money. The first thing they do is quit their job and go on vacation or travel. Go right back to the same job, not me. Oh, man, if I won $1 million tomorrow, I'm going to work. I'm going to get hired across this country just to get fired. To say all the things I want to say to people when I was afraid I might lose my job. Yeah. Wouldn't that be liberating? Wouldn't it? Work in the shoe department. Hi, can I see this in a six? Yeah, you can see it in a six. But let me tell you, Sasquatch, you're not going to stretch out my good shoes. You understand me? Put your big feet up in here. See the sign that say Wookiees are us up here anyway? Work in the clothing department. I don't care how much cash you got, ma'am. I am not selling you the spandex. Hello? Hello? I haven't had lunch yet. Let's not go there, okay?
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.